A senior member of the government is defending Australia's elite special forces as allegations have surfaced that some used illegal violence. A report commissioned by Defence in 2016 points to weak leadership and a perceived lack of accountability and alleges that members may have used, quote, unsanctioned and illegal application of violence on operations, end quote. The report states that it's impossible to gain a full appreciation of such issues or to verify accounts provided. This was the response from the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop today.
These are very serious allegations, and I know our Defence Force takes them seriously. There is an investigation underway, so it would be inappropriate for me to comment. But the SAS is within my electorate, and I regard the soldiers of the SAS as some of our finest. These are men who are prepared to put their life on the line in conflict situations to defend us and to defend our freedoms. They are, in my opinion, one of the finest fighting forces in the world.
Julie Bishop speaking today. Well, meanwhile, the Defence Minister Maurice Payne issued a statement insisting the government will appropriately respond to any recommendations made by an inquiry by the Inspector General of the ADF. The Shadow Defence Minister, Richard Marles, describes today's reports as deeply concerning and says he wants the report to be made public, notwithstanding national security considerations. Our investigative reporter, Dan Oakes, is following the story. He joined me earlier. Dan, you're aware of what is in this report. Can you take us through the allegations of improper behaviour that have been levelled against members of the SAS?
Well, the report contains a lot of allegations and information about different things. I mean, the most serious that's referred to is probably what's being described as the unsanctioned and illegal application of violence on operations. I suppose it's quite a euphemistic term, but it gives some idea of what the report's author is talking about. And then also a disregard for human dignity by some special forces soldiers who are on operations. From there, it sort of cascades down through, I suppose, what you could broadly call cultural issues, problems with alcohol and drug abuse, domestic violence, and also some, I suppose, organisational and structural issues as well.
How far back do these claims date?
Not entirely certain how far back the claims date. The report itself was completed in, I believe, February 2016. I believe that the author of the report spoke to a lot of Special Forces soldiers, but also people in the broader Defence Force and people who have dealings with Special Forces from other arms of government and agencies.
So there are specific claims and allegations that have been examined as part of the report, but also this broader sense of the culture in the SAS.
Yeah, so it's not just the SAS, it's the whole of Special Operations Command, but that's predominantly the SAS and 2 Commando Regiment. You know, one of the things that the report addresses is what is, you know, and this is widely known throughout Defence, this toxic relationship between the commandos and the SAS, which I suppose developed during the time of Australia's involvement in Afghanistan. And, you know, it sort of goes beyond personality clashes. It does, in the words of some of the people who have spoken to the author of the report, I mean, it actually undermines the performance of Special Operations Command and our Special Forces troops.
So how damaging are these revelations to the reputation of the Australian Defence Force as a whole?
Look, it's, you know, the Defence Force is held in very high regard in our society, and the Special Forces element of our Defence Force probably even more so. So it's difficult to see or to know what the impact on the reputation of the Defence Force will be. I suppose that's something that only time will tell.
And what do we know about the action that's followed the preparation of this report?
Well, this report was actually, to an extent, a large extent, the trigger for an inquiry that's currently being carried out by a New South Wales Supreme Court judge on behalf of the Inspector General of the Defence Force. And this inquiry, the wording of its terms of reference say that it was set up to look at rumours of misconduct and other things by Australian Special Forces soldiers in Afghanistan. That inquiry is expected to report before the end of this year. How much of that report will ever be made public is unclear.
Our investigative reporter, Dan Oakes.